are listening to Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and we now say hello to Carrie Gustafson. Carrie is the founder of Handmade Detroit. She's here to remind us that the Detroit Urban Craft Fair is just around the corner. Carrie, welcome into Opportunity Detroit.
Hi, Ann. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Let's start out and first of all talk about the Detroit Urban Craft Fair. Tell our listeners about this fair. It's been around for 20 years. Wow.
Yeah, it still surprises people, but I guess we've been slightly under the radar. You know, it's been a little snowball throughout the years of gaining attention and new crafters, but we've sustained all of these years. You know, we all were young people running around in the Metro Detroit music community. And as we were building friendships, we also found a path to enjoying handiwork and handcrafted work and just kind of filling our time working on projects. And as our relationships developed, there was an indie craft boom happening around the country in Chicago and in California. And over time, we thought, well, why don't we give it a try here?
So it takes place December 6th and 7th. It's at the Masonic Temple. And give us a little bit more details about what exactly it looks like.
It's magical. Uh-huh. For friends that have come and experienced it, they very quickly turn it into an annual tradition. We set up in one big room. We're in the drill hall, and okay. It's easy to find us when you get to the building. And there's about 108 makers and then about 10 sponsors that are also makers and sellers. And you walk into this room and we have a live DJ playing obscure and classic Christmas hits and Motown. And it just creates this really awesome vibe and celebration. And then all of the makers that you see are really honed in on creative, affordable, handcrafted, beautiful things for gifts.
Wow, you've got a lot of makers. What are some of the products we would see while visiting the Detroit Urban Craft Fair?
Oh, sure. Well, it's the holiday season, so a lot of the gifts are, you know, slated towards those classic hostess gifts and small things that you bring to people. But also there's other bigger projects too. A lot of these makers aren't just doing it part-time or just as a hobby, but they've cultivated an actual business out of it. And some that have started out at Detroit Urban Craft Fair went on to have brick and mortars as well. So when shoppers come to see what we have to offer, they can do a ton of shopping with us and not just pick up one or two items.
So you've got an awful lot of creative people in that building over this holiday weekend. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really great. And there's an infectious energy with it, too, because, you know, it's exciting to walk into like a classic mall. But at our show, you're meeting the actual maker. We created this so that there's a one-on-one connection. And yes, it's very busy in the morning and there's different times of day where it's pretty shoulder to shoulder in there, but you're meeting the person that made it. And then when you're buying something from that person, you're keeping your dollars in the neighborhood and you're building a rapport, and maybe you have a new person that you can get your candles from, or maybe you found somebody that makes sweaters that's just your size.
Well, you know, this too, Carrie Gustafson, goes to the whole idea of made in Michigan, buying local. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your passion for that.
Well, again, mentioning the music community, like nobody really waits for grants or handouts. They might be available, but you just kind of buckle down and do it. And if there's a fire or a passion in you, there's so many people ready to help you out. Detroit's been such a warm and inviting community. And when we started the show, we wanted to have it in the city. We were out running around in the city long before all the major visual restorations started to happen, which is incredible. But we've been enjoying the city and the music community and the arts community and eating and shopping and dining for all these years. And it's so fun to set up a show that reaches out to the people that also enjoy the city as we have, but maybe new people that haven't come down in many years, people travel from out of state. It's really awesome to have such a fun time in Midtown.
Well, you know, I love it. It's really interesting that you point out you have been a big believer in the city for a long time. It must be really exciting for you guys to be seeing this comeback.
Yeah, it is wild. And we're also, you know, we kind of are pivoting with it too, because when this show started out, you know, people would drive up, park on the street, waltz in. And now it's kind of like we have to, you know, talk to the public and say, hey, get a group of people together. Make sure you come down early. The parking lots are a little bit more expensive than when we first started out. So make a day of it. So, yeah, I mean, that's a joke, but it's obviously been incredible to see year after year. We have this visual heartbeat and footprint of how the show goes and how we load in and how it all comes together. But then now to drive down in the city in the morning and see everything looking so beautiful, it's really fantastic.
The other interesting point too, Carrie, is that some of these vendors are actually now small business owners. Like they took their passion and they got into what they love to do. That's a really great story.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Actually, I'm one of those people. I started in stained glass many, many years ago and worked for a couple companies around town. But when that indie craft boom first started launching in the mid-aughts, you know, I was like making ends meet and bartending and making little projects and taking them to the Majestic Theater for like vintage shows. And all of a sudden, like, people started really resonating and reacting to the work. And before you know it, my regular job was taking up more time than my making job. So I went full time in 2013, and this is my 20th year with Glass Action as well. So it's really fun to celebrate my own business blooming in this 20-year time period, and also so many others that people will be able to shop with and celebrate with at the show.
And you also have a co-founder, Bethany Nixon. Talk a little bit about Bethany and her passion for this project.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Beth has been there from the beginning. We had three other people that were our, there was five gals of us that were the core makers way back when. And Beth and I have kind of stood the test of time, and we've worked together on this. And after all these years, and being at the same place, too, at the Masonic Temple, you know, we do have a little skeletal framework that we can work with year after year, but this show is with us month after month. We speak about it year round, and, you know, we try to come up with new and interesting twists that we can bring to the public to surprise everybody. And same thing with Beth, like the things that she loved and she got excited about when she was a younger maker and music lover, that's skyrocketed for her. And now she has a brick and mortar in Berkeley called Rewear Vintage, which is the flagship store for her vintage line. And, you know, she and I are just always just marvel at the talent and the heart and how hilarious people are. And, you know, we are all just in it. So when we're at that show and people come to see us, it's just a thrill to see all those smiling faces come through the door year after year.
Carrie, what goes into being a successful maker year in and year out? What would you say?
I think originality. You know, we our show is juried, and we have hundreds of applicants that come through. And, you know, there are trends, and obviously with social media and Pinterest and all those great places to get inspired, that original idea and concept can start to get muddied over time. But there is still this connection between someone's heart and their passion and, you know, how they say putting in your 10,000 hours, like that applies to the handcraft world as well. And now that I've been making all these many years, I've been able to pivot into teaching because I feel like I'm the best at what I can offer. And there's trends with crafting and with shoppers as well. And stained glass is a big thing right now. So it's exciting to be able to teach that too. But I feel like if there's a trend and everybody's doing it, I don't feel comfortable wanting to turn around and make that to sell. I want to come up with something that's just mine to share with people. And that's a running trend with the applicants that we see that are approved to come.
What would you say to someone in our audience who might be really good at making something. How do they get involved? Should they get involved, or should they be worried about anything? Or what's the best advice for a potential maker in the audience?
That's great. You know, you kind of have to just buckle down and work. And it's, you know, easier said than done. But if you love something, it's something you want to drop everything to do. And that's the heart behind it. And that's going to give you that practice. Now, Detroit Urban Craft Fair is just one show. There's tons of shows out there now. There's shows all around Metro Detroit. There's shows around Michigan, around the country. And not every fit's perfect for everybody. And that's the tricky thing, too, about our show is it sounds like a lot of spaces that we have to fill, but there's so many categories that people are applying for maybe one of five spaces because we're not going to have, you know, 50 jewelers. There's going to be an amount of people that are representing many different types of crafts, like glass and wood and ceramics are huge right now. So we want to keep a nice, broad balance of the very best that we've seen.
That's good advice. Now, give us the hours for the 2025 Detroit Urban Craft Fair. We know it's Saturday, December 6th, and also Sunday, December 7th. It's at the Masonic Temple. The entry fee is $5 at the door. The hours are what, Carrie?
So Saturday, we open at 11, and we go till 7 p.m. And then Sunday, we open again at 11, and the doors will go till 6 o'clock. And it's kind of the same format for that day as well. Lots of crafts from 1 to 5.
Carrie Gustafson, founder of Handmade Detroit, we hope you have a wonderful Detroit Urban Craft Fair this year.
Oh, thank you, Ann, so much. Please come out.
Absolutely. I'm Ann Thomas. Thanks for listening to Opportunity Detroit, and enjoy the rest of your day.